sometime late in 1978. I don't know if you remember the old show that used to be on WDET called, it was a Thursday night show at Dimension. And in fact, Martin ended up taking that show over with Ralph at a certain point. And prior to that, a couple friends of Jim Atkinson's, who was the lead singer from Retro, had the show. Paul Schwartz and Dennis Teichman had the show. And the Zooks actually played a live on the air thing on that show, which was a really cool experience. And I'm going to just guess here, I'm going to extrapolate from the data that I have, that one of those guys who ran the show said, hey, there were these guys in and they had a drummer and you guys are looking for a drummer. And so they contacted us about, they contacted Martin. And so Jim Atkinson, Frank Callis, and Dan Schickelli had been playing together for a while, guitar, bass, and vocal. And they invited Martin to come up and jam with them. They used to actually, during the Dimension program, they used to actually go and jam in the studio at WDET. And so Martin said, yeah, I'd love to do that. Do you mind if I bring my friend along who's a guitar player? They said, no, bring him along. And so we went and we played together. And it was pretty funny because Dan and I set up at opposite ends of the studio. We're kind of like looking sideways at each other because they're like, oh, great, another guitarist. He's going to want to hog a bunch of them. He's going to want to be the lead guitarist and he's going to want me to play rhythm, you know, sort of thing. But in fact, once we started to play, I would do a little thing and Dan would answer it and he'd do a little thing and I would answer it. And before the night was over, we were like already like this great guitar duo, you know, and I think that really became one of the signature aspects of Retro's sound was just how well Dan and I meshed with one another on guitar. We had really different styles, but really complementary styles as well. And so, yeah, that was how it started. And then we started actually just rehearsing, and Martin was still living at his parents' house at the time, and we started rehearsing in his parents' basement, and which must have been a real treat for them. But we rehearsed for 8 months before we ever played out, and somewhere around about the 3 or 4 month period, we had worked up enough material that we did go into a studio and we recorded some things. The only one of which that I think is any good was New Look, which turned out really well. The other stuff from the sessions, like, pretty weak. But it was basically just a demo. And, you know, Martin was working at Dearborn Music at the time, and there was a woman there named Nancy, and I knew that she was the manager of a band, and you probably know all about RUR. And so I took a little our little four-song cassette into her, and I said, hey, here's a cassette by my band. Have you heard Retro? And she's like, no. And I said, you haven't heard the hottest band in Detroit? Which is so uncharacteristic of me. But, you know, I just thought, hey, this band's got something going. I'm going to push us. And she kind of, like, smirked at me and took the cassette, but she gave it to Tex from RUR. And a few days later, he called me, and he was like, you guys have a great band. You want to do a gig with us? And we were like, yeah, sure. And so a few weeks after that, we played at the Silverbird. And, you know, I really prize honesty. And Tex is an honest man. And I love Tex, number one. I think he's a great guy. I haven't seen him for like 40 years, but I think about him from time to time. And after we did our sound check, he came up and said, yeah, we're going to go on first, and then you guys are going to follow us. I'm like, Tex, why do you want to do that? He said, we're not following you guys onto that stage. I thought, wow, there's as an honest man, you know, and he just said, you know, listening to you guys, I realize I've been resting on my laurels and I got to really start pushing myself to do better. And after that, we did a lot of gigs with RUR. We were a real, like, 1-2 punch for quite a few months after that. So that was, anyhow, the beginning right up to the first gig. That was a brief history of that.